drinking water and sanitation. The Millennium Development Goals call for cutting in half the number of people without access to safe drinking water and sanitation. This is actually the easiest of all of the goals. While the appropriate water solution, wells, springs, piped water, community water stands, must be determined in every village and city, the basic problem is engineering and finance, rather than the natural availability of water. That is because household water use for drinking and hygiene is only a small part of total water needs, while the bulk of water is needed for agriculture. In 2006, the UNDP estimated that the worldwide cost of meeting the water and sanitation targets would be about $10 billion per year, which represents a mere 0.03% of the rich world national income of $35 trillion per year. One popular solution for drinking water needs, much favored in Washington, has been the privatization of urban water supply systems, with the belief that private operators will be more efficient, better capitalized, and perhaps more scrupulous than public water agencies. History has shown otherwise, however. Privatization, if done in a sloppy manner, can result in the changeover from a public monopoly into a private monopoly, with the private monopolist not even constrained by the need to win the next election. Private monopolies may have no interest whatsoever in ensuring access for the poor, specifically those households who are unable to pay the monopolist's profit-maximizing price of water. One effective compromise between public ownership and privatization can be the insistence that private providers offer a lifeline tariff, which guarantees to each household a free fixed amount of water each day that the household needs to stay alive, for drinking, cooking, and hygiene. Water use above the minimum is charged by the meter at the market rate, but in this way everybody, even the most indigent, is guaranteed a lifeline. This kind of smart subsidy has a general merit beyond water, and can be used for power, fertilizer, and high-yield seeds, bed nets, and other basic needs. Larger buyers, and especially the rich, must pay at the market price. The poorest of the poor, however, need not meet that market test. Depending on the exact structure of the public-private partnership and pricing rules, the public sector budget might reimburse the water provider for the free provision of the lifeline water supply. More crop per drop. Increasing the productivity of agriculture vis-à-vis water, that is, getting more crop per drop, is a much greater challenge. Indeed, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, has estimated that by 2030, the world cereal demand will have increased by almost 1 billion tons, compared with 1.84 billion tons in 2002, due to population growth and rising consumption per person. This must be accomplished in the face of more difficult climate conditions in large parts of the world. Many technologies can play a role in improving agricultural productivity. A key technological option will be to engineer crop varieties that need less water and can thrive in drought-prone areas. Such varieties can be developed either through traditional breeding techniques or through transgenetic modification, meaning the transfer of genes from one species to another in order to increase drought resistance. Various scientific teams are working on transgenic crops that transfer genes from drought-resistant natural varieties to food crops, and they have achieved spectacular results in early trials. A second option is to introduce mechanical or agronomic systems to maximize the crop per drop of rainwater. Drip irrigation is a prime example. Instead of flooding a field or bringing water to it via canals in which water can pool and evaporate, drip irrigation brings a constant, low-pressure stream of very small amounts of water directly to the crop roots. Water can simply be delivered through a perforated rubber hose placed on the ground near the plant's roots. This simple, affordable, and proven technology can prevent up to 90% of soil evaporation. Local innovations, such as the Indian Pepsi system of small plastic vials to deliver the water, has cut the operational costs of drip irrigation to very low levels. Another crucial technique is rainwater harvesting. Farmers dig a small pond or place small receptacles underground to collect and store rainwater, and then use the stored water in the event of a temporary dry spell. While the rainwater is not enough for continuous irrigation, it is enough to supplement the rains in the event of a few days of dry spell. This method is also called supplemental irrigation. Rainwater harvesting in Gansu Province, China, for example, has been reported to increase crop per drop by 20% and wheat yields by 50%. Improving the productivity of rainwater is another fruitful approach. This can be done by limiting evaporation early in the growing season through techniques such as planting, mulching, and intercropping, growing other plants alongside the crop, in order to develop a canopy that can provide valuable shade cover.